People have been here for a long time. People have been here for a short time across the board. And I just thought it was really, really powerful. But this morning, we have a different kind of testimony. And that is, last Sunday, if it hadn't been Easter Sunday, we would have spent the time having the youth share what happened at their retreat. Now, most of you know that we have been working hard at being more intentional about ministering to and bringing our youth out front. Amen? And Clyde and Kelsey have really stepped up to the plate. I mean, big time. Kelsey, Clyde, let's hear it for you guys. And I just wanted to say, because I'm going to have them come up and they're going to share. I believe we got some great videos. You're also going to hear a something that's kind of special to my heart at the end. But, you know, it's often been said that the children are tomorrow's church. Now, one part of me goes, that's true. But there's another part of me goes, well, that's not quite true. Because children are the church today. And we need to be intentional about making sure that that happens, that there is a place and a space for them to grow and be nurtured in the things of Christ. If I'm going to have any part of indoctrinating kids, it's going to be in the ways of the Lord. Amen? That's why we're facing what we are in the world today, is because it hasn't been about, I don't think, education as much, reading, writing, and arithmetic, as much as it's been about indoctrination in a secular system. Amen? And we'll get more into that as we go, but you know, I don't believe that God makes a distinction between a 60-year-old or 100-year-old Christian and a 5- or 6-year-old Christian. And I don't think we should either. Amen? So we're really being intentional about moving this forward. And if the children are really going to belong and be part of what we're doing, then they need to be included. We need to create a space and a place not for just them to hide out, but for them to be highly visible. And I want to invest in their future. I think that would be wise for us to do that. And there's a lot of needs that we got going into this. I mean, and they'll share some of the stuff we're doing. But I want to, Clyde and Kelsey, come on up, guys. Take it away. Here's the mic.
Good morning. We had an incredible trip, and I just wanted to start off by thanking a number of you who supported us or sponsored a youth or several to go. I mean, that really made the difference, and it really felt it wasn't just us and the kids. It was all of us, because we saw your hearts come out. And many of you, very, very generous. We were just blown away in tears, just going, wow, you guys are so incredible. And without you and the Lord laying these kids on your heart, really this wouldn't have been possible. And in fact, there were, leading up to the retreat, there were several things that happened. One of our leaders was in a car wreck. She got rear-ended. Her kids were, you know, pretty emotionally disturbed, and anyways, she wasn't able to make it. She got pretty banged up physically, and we're just going, oh man, what's going on? This was earlier in the week. Later in the week, we thought that we all had COVID, and so we're like, okay, Lord, heal us, heal us, heal us, because we don't want to send out a message saying we're canceling, because we know that God is a God kind of the 11th hour sometimes. He just says, trust and hope in me, right? And that's what happened. We ended up doing our due diligence. We thought, you know, we need to be respectful in this to the church, to the parents. We need to go down and get tested. I'm not just going to go, well, I kind of feel a little bit off, but, you know. So we went down and we got tested, all four in the family. And all four were negatives. And so that was the first thing, just going, God, the support, that just, I mean, we were already thinking we were going to postpone it, and we're thinking, we already bought t-shirts, you know, what are we going to do? But they actually said 2021, so we still have through December 31st to do this thing. But, yeah, God is so good. So we were able to go a day later than what we had thought, But honestly, 5 days may have been a little bit too long. So 4 days, it was perfect. And so we are going to share a video here in a bit. But I wanted to say that, so we came up with a kind of a theme, actually a couple different themes. But the first one was actually Inside Out. Why Inside Out? Well, for one, a lot of these kids have been cooped up in their houses, right? Not even going to school, but in their little cubbies on their computers. And many of them not even going, having been involved in sports like they had been in the past. You know, and the Bible tells us that hope deferred makes the heart sick. And so that we have seen just this deep hopelessness. We've seen a depression in a lot of the kids. We've seen suicide really increase. And I talked about that a few weeks ago in youth. And most of the kids, when I asked, do you know somebody who has actually committed suicide? And the hands just went up. I just thought, wow, this is crazy. And so Inside Out, physically, let's get out there. Let's get from inside of the house. Let's get out there. Let's enjoy each other's company. Let's have fun. Let's enjoy the scenery. Let's enjoy the mountains. And so Inside Out. Another thing on Inside Out is also, Jesus said, it is better to give than to receive, right? It's better to serve than to just be served. Jesus said that I have come to do that, to serve, right? Not to be served. And so it's a heart check. We look at our heart and we go, what are we doing? You know, are we getting out there? Are we being kingdom-minded kids, youth, people? And but in that, in my picture of Inside Out, it's kind of like a pocket, right? You got deep down in the bottom and you pull it upside down, inside out. And sometimes, I didn't actually plan this. You might have your car keys, so what's in your heart? Your vehicle. You might have your iPhone, what's in your heart? You know, communicating, or social media. Or you might have all these things in your pockets. You might have some change in there. You might have a paper clip or a drill bit or something if you're in construction. I usually have several. Or I'm a painter, there's always a reverse, a tip laying in there. But at the bottom, and I didn't plan this, you might find lint. And it's just like, where does lint come from? This accumulating thing that happens from tumbling and tumbling, and then the lint trap in the dryer really doesn't reach down that far, right? But sometimes we also have lint. We have stuff just from life rolled around in there. And God doesn't want just our vehicles, you know, keys to our vehicle, our houses, our things. He wants all that stuff that we think is so far down that even God maybe can't reach or he doesn't care about. It's lint. What do you do with lint, right? And so he wants that too. So Inside Out. So we dug in pretty deep with the kids, great teaching times, and it was awesome. So Isaiah, and we all know this one. It's one of my favorite. It's Isaiah 40. Someone said it. In the very end of that chapter, right? I'm just going to read the second part of verse 28. And this is talking about God. The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary. And his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youth grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. And you know, as Pastor Doug was talking about, kind of that generational, sometimes there's a gap there. I mean, I'm getting older, and I do have gray hair, because I grayed early, but I still think I have the strength of a 17 or 18-year-old. Any older men maybe think that? Then I do. No, I think I do. But actually, I don't. And Isaiah reminds me that even young men, they stumble, they grow weary, and they're weak. But the counter is, but those who hope in the Lord, and that speaks to all of us. Our hope is in the Lord. It says that we will mount up on wings as eagles. And so when we put our hope in the Lord, it's almost like we have a different perspective. We're up on eagle's wings, looking down. He pulls us out of the whole COVID thing and everything else going on, and how can we plan? Can we go there or not? Are they going to close it? We just go, you know what? We're going to trust in the Lord, and our perspective changes. And so that was one of the things and why we did a youth retreat. We wanted a little bit of a perspective change. We wanted to get out in the mountains, get away from everything else. I got lint blowing all around up here. It's all coming out, Lord. And so we want to show you guys a video clip of what we did and a few testimonies on there. So let's start that video. That was amazing video. I think April worked on that. Thank you so much, April. And yeah, it was fun. And I love that response from Tatum. Everything. You know, what part did you like? Everything. And, you know, it was so cool. We did not have, that I know of, any little spats or differences or, you know, people at each other's throats. And I mean, this is like 4 nights and 5 days. This is a long time, right? Three nights. But still, you get that many kids and leaders and, you know, trying to cook a ton of food and schedules and everything else. And you can tell that the Lord was in the house just because there was no striving. There was peace. There was joy. Kids getting along and doing skits like off the cuff and working in the kitchen. Like, let me show you how to use that broom, boy. And no, just kidding. But yeah, some things looked a little bit maybe foreign. But when you get that many kids together to work together as a team, just in basic practical things, you're teaching them, you know, in practical things. So much fun. And I thought I'm going to hand it over to Kelsey, but we're going to just kind of introduce our team. So.
All right. Well, whoever has been helping out with youth, I want you guys to stand up. Come up here, actually. So there's Elizabeth. Karen made it. Yay. Dawn, Danita, Greg and Teresa. Well, my girls, too. McKenna likes to help. She's been helping out. Come on, Evan. We have Andrea. She's not with us. That's Karen's daughter. She's been amazing. So this is kind of our team. We have Tony, too. He comes and drives on Tuesday nights for us. He's like the dad in the hall. But for the retreat, this is who we had. And it was so fun working with these people. Like, I actually, like, enjoy spending time with these people. And I think that's really part of how we are being, can I use the word successful in this? Like, I'm not saying this is a success. I'm just saying this is a team that we're moving forward with, and it's been so much fun. So thank you, everybody. All of you guys are a lifesaver. So Dawn and Danita come out on Tuesday nights, and they just hang out and serve. However, Dawn's always jumping in the middle with those kids with dodgeball or whatever. And Karen, she's kind of been a outside support, but she's there when she can be. She's gone through a lot of medical stuff lately. So we're so thankful that you're here, Karen. And Elizabeth, too. What?
I just want to talk about the retreat, too.
Okay. All right, but Elizabeth's come on too and just been a great help. And she jumped in amazingly for the retreat. She didn't know this, but she was going to be the new game girl. And she killed it. It was awesome. So we actually, all those orange balls getting thrown at everybody's heads, that was with Elizabeth's leadership there. It was fun. And Greg and Teresa, too, just coming on, helping out with youth, the music and that. And he led a lot of the worship for our retreat, which was really great, and kind of doing the back and forth with work. So that was really, thank you. And Teresa and Karen both helped with just all the food and shopping. Oh, my goodness. I don't even know what the shopping bill was, but it was incredible. And they shopped literally till they dropped. So I just really could not do all of this without them. And McKenna came for a little bit of it because she was kind of under the weather. But this team, we rocked it. I really felt good. The kids really got to know their leaders. We had, I don't know, three teams of kids, and we had team leaders. And so, Dawn, what was your name of your? Mighty Fighting Serpent Slayers. I really wanted to include some of that stuff in the video, but we just didn't have the time. And then Clyde's team was the
Supernovas.
Supernovas. And who was our other team? Karen, what was your name? The Inside Outers, Rappers. The rappers, that's right. So we had teams. They had challenges to do. They had to come up with a chant. They had to come up with skits. They had to come up with all kinds of stuff. They worked together in the kitchen. That was a lot of fun. So really, it was well planned out, thought out. We covered a lot, but then when all the shakeup happened at the last minute, we were scrambling a little bit. But the Lord is so good, and we all worked it out, and it was a really fabulous time. So
I was just going to say there were two more last-minute volunteers, and I just want to thank Stephanie and her sister Tiffany for coming up. We actually ran out of room in our vehicles, and we had like three kids that needed rides, and they're like, hey, we'll go up there. And so not only did they drive, but they jumped in, rolled up the sleeves, got in the kitchen, started prepping and washing dishes, and that was a huge help. And just being spontaneous like that. Yes. And Jeremy and Liz Kirkland, awesome, awesome couple. They just love Jesus, and they're one of those couples you could just sit down and you're like, we're part of the, we're family. Just talking about Jesus for hours, and it never gets old. They were the hosts. They own the piece of property up there in Azalea. And so, wonderful, wonderful time. I also wanted to add, as far as not just Karen buying the food and helping in the kitchen, but Karen helped put together the whole structure of the teaching time. So we did the word thrive, and if you noticed up on the video there was an interview, what's the difference between being alive and actually thriving? So alive versus thrive. So we did an acronym of the word thrive and broke that down and taught that. And Karen really poured her heart into that. We all had different times in teaching, and Don did an excellent job in his part, and everyone did so good. So good. Teresa ran the kitchen. She was like the pillar that was just like, oh, do this, that, oh, they're over there. The kitchen was huge. She knew where everything was at. And so you got to see everybody in their place. Greg leading worship and then bringing up the fun stuff, like the big jacked up four-wheel drive Jeep and the brand new Honda Talon. You know, he had all that there before we even arrived. And it's all the forethought that makes the team and a camp like this go well. So again, thank you, everybody. So I'm gonna have Don share a little bit, and you guys can either stay up here or go back to your seat, whatever you'd like to do.
Well, you saw the video, and you saw all the fun stuff that was going on, games, and I don't know if we did the skits, but we had our teams divided into the teams. That was fun. I see some mighty fighting serpent slayers out here among us. That was great. All right. And so, and the Talon, Greg's dad let us use the Talon and the Jeep, and all that was pretty wonderful. So there was a lot going on. There was not a lot of downtime, I mean, if you wanted to, but activities and games, and Danita was in charge of painting rocks, and a lot of circle volleyball bumping back and forth going on, and they were doing playing sardines one night in the huge lodge. So it was just a lot of fun time. But what it stood out for me was getting to rub shoulders with 30-plus young people and realizing, getting to know them better, seeing what God has implanted in each one that is, you know, some amazing stuff, different talents and abilities in each one. And as leaders, getting a little bit more of a chance to draw out some of this that God has put in there. Because some of these young people, they're 17, they're getting up there. In a year or two, they're going to be voting age. So we're really excited about these young people, you know, coming into their own spiritually. So during those teaching times, we got to encourage that. And talked about identity and how you're chosen by God and you're precious and you're created in His image. And are you going to listen to what God says, or are you going to listen to what the enemy says, the lies that he tells you? And so opportunities to make some decisions there. So each of these young people, amazing. Some were showing some really great insights and maturity. Others, you know, just maybe starting on their walk with the Lord. But that's what we were there. We wanted to just encourage every one of them, take another step of faith. Increase that walk with the Lord that you have, or maybe start it. So we just had a great time. Now, along about Tuesday afternoon, old Donnie boy was getting a little tired. I'm used to taking a little nap in the afternoon sometimes, and I'm here to tell you that didn't take place. But we made it. We survived. And that was that Isaiah 40 thing. Renew your strength. It was a really fun time. Thanks for all the support. And,
Thank you both. You know, again, it's so awesome just to see those giftings, as Don was talking about the giftings in the kids coming out. I just see that in opportunity in our leaders as well. You know, sometimes we don't see that, or maybe there may not be a whole lot of opportunity in a Sunday morning to actually see that, recognize it, and just go, man, I want that guy on my team. But this was an opportunity. And again, thank you all so much. I wanted to thank Bruce Perry. So there's behind the scenes. Before this, you have to meet, and you have to eat, and you have to cook, right? So we had a handful of meetings even to before we had the retreat, just to schedule everything and Bruce, he's an awesome man of God, very busy man, a lot of responsibility as a doctor, but yet he opened up his schedule to be with us and give some input and to cook and feed us and before the retreat. So I could go on and on, but there's so many people involved in this. And on that note, I'd like to call Karen up to share a little bit.
Good morning. How's everybody doing? Good. Whew. Boy, the devil didn't want me to get here this morning. I'm telling you. Wow. As I was praying about what to share, I felt really moved. It was an honor to be able to go to youth camps. Now, last year, Umpqua Falls, and now this one, and watching what God's doing in this house with the youth, it's just remarkable. Like Don said, seeing all the different stages that they're at, from new believers to ones that are seasoned, and when you talk to them, you're like, just get up and teach, because you're like ready. So it's really sweet, and it fills my heart. I wrote down a couple of thoughts, because I knew it would be kind of hard. Oh, so bear with me. So... but it is only a couple minutes, I promise. So when last year, about this time, when Kelsey and Clyde had started getting the youth group up and running, and I heard that they were meeting at the All Sports Park, I felt a nudge in my spirit to maybe go. My grandkids were going, and I thought, oh, that could be fun and something to do. So I went a couple times, and then when I started going, I thought that maybe I was supposed to have a role to play. And then as I saw things progress, there was not really a role to be played. There wasn't a teacher role, there wasn't a this role or that role. And so I was asking the Lord, because I'm one of those people, like, I need to know what my role is, and I need to know what my job is, and then I can show up for it. And I was praying about it, and I heard the words, just show up. And I was like, okay, I'll just show up. And so I don't get to go every Tuesday. I've been having some health issues, but when I can, I do. And when there's an event going on, I just feel like the Lord's led this time in my life to show up, to be there. And as I was praying about why, and I was thinking all these things through, I thought I was supposed to give you a little background. And that is because at 14, I was a runaway. I was gone for 2 years from my family. And at 16, I was in a psychiatric hospital for depression. And I was lost. I was wounded. I didn't know where I belonged. I didn't have a place to go. I didn't have anybody showing up in my life. And I was broken. And it was a long journey in my life to come to that point. But when I was 16 and I was in that hospital, my roommate was getting shock treatments to her brain. You don't really know what that means when you're 16, but it was scary. And I remember I was at one of the lowest points in my life. I was totally broken. And I was looking out the window, and I had just had really not kind words come from my family about who I was and what I was and the pain I was causing everybody. And I was like, why am I even alive? And I was looking out the window, and the Lord showed up. And I didn't know him at the time, but I knew him in that moment, and I knew peace in that moment. And I knew that I had been to church a couple times in my life, and he just resonated in my spirit in that moment. And I knew that I needed to know him. And it was the beginning of my life change when he showed up. And I believe that what we're to do is show up, because these kids are faced with so many things in their lives right now. And we don't know what's going on when we leave here. We don't know what's happening in their homes. We don't know what's going on the other side of it. But if we show up and if we're there, what these two have decided to do, what others are deciding to do, to come and say, I'm here, to give them a safe place, to give them an alternative. Your support, what you poured into, what we watched at that camp, and these kids playing and getting to know each other and finding out they have a safe place. It just filled my heart. And we can worry, you know, about, are they getting all the teachings, you know? Yeah, God's planting seeds. That was one of the things we did. We planted seeds to help them to understand about watering and caring for their own lives. But you know what? Right now, playing games and doing skits and eating tons of food and learning new games and doing all that stuff and having a place to be, to show up, then when they're hurting and when they're broken or they have something happen in their life and they come, I mean, they're going to know that they can come and they can be seen and they can be known and they can be real about what's going on because they've built a relationship of trust. So I just want to thank you guys for pouring in and all you've done. It's meant everything watching what's happening. So thank you.
Thank you, Karen. So on the way to church, I had thought of the scripture, and I thought this would be a perfect time to share it. Psalms 127, it's near the end of the chapter there. It says, children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward from him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. And I've got four kids myself. You know, my dad had four kids. Maybe my kids will have many kids. But what I want more than anything is that they know Jesus and they walk in the fear of the Lord and they walk in that power and that authority and they honor Jesus and they honor people around them. But it's not just limited to physical offspring, right? We look at our kids, I watch this video and our time spent up there, and I think other leaders and many of you could say the same thing, is I feel like they're part of my quiver as well, right? And it's our responsibility to put them in our hands as warriors and point them in the right direction. Because if we don't, there's so many other people that will say, you know what? This is where you need to go. Or are you sure who you are? Well, I think I am, but I'm not too sure. So there's kids don't know what foundation to stand on. But we have the Word of God, and that's another scripture that came into mind. It happens to be the scripture of the day, but I woke up with it before I even saw it. In 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, all scripture is God-breathed, right? For rebuke and building up, and in the end it says, so that the man of God or woman of God may be fully equipped. So it says we equip ourselves with the Word of God. Right, and that we point them in the direction of where God wants us to point them, and that's in His kingdom. Right, we serve an incredible King, and we have to remember that that's where we're pointing our kids, in His kingdom, in the Word. And it didn't say, "Blessed is," or like a father that have the arrows in their hand. It said like a warrior, and so it reminds me that. Not only do we have a father's heart to care for these kids, but also there's another side, a warrior. And so a warrior recognizes that there's a battle, recognizes how to win the victory, and recognize where the enemy's at. Okay? That's a big one. We had several counterattacks after this thing. Talk about runaways, injuries, different things. I mean, it's coming at us. So we got to recognize, we have to have actually a warrior's heart, and see where the battlefield is, and really step up and take this serious, because we do have an enemy out there who wants to take us out and wants to retaliate. I don't like to focus on him, but just reminded that this is the battle we're in, and there is a huge battle for this generation that we're pouring in, and I just want to encourage you, maybe you have kids of your own, and you have that responsibility, and you might be thinking how, if they are like an arrow in my bow, where am I directing them, right? I have to ask myself, where am I directing my kids? Am I directing them? Because if we don't, again, someone else will. Or maybe you don't have many kids of your own, and you're like, you know what? I really enjoy what I've heard and seen on the video. I'd love to get involved. And so I'd like to call Pastor Doug up. And I'd actually like to ask the kids, the youth that went on the retreat, could you stand up and even be bold and come up here on the stage? We want to recognize you guys. And actually, all the leaders too, again, leaders, I even want to call Stephanie and Tiffany up here, because you were up there, if you could. And even your son, he was there. Not Tobin, the younger one, that's sitting on Dad's lap. Come on up. He wanted to be in this group so bad. He was like, oh, do I have to go home? One day. So,
woo. Man. That's a church right here, isn't it? Well, I would like all of us to extend a hand. And I want us to pray. Why don't you stand, please, if you would. And can I get the elders up here? Elders, come on up. Wow. Elders, what I'd like you guys to do is just kind of walk down and just hover and pray as we go along here and over these kids. So, Father, we just thank you for blessing us with a quiver full. But I pray, God, that we could come together as community and as a tribe and do this really, really well. Create a place and a space that gives them the opportunity to be safe and to grow incredibly strong in you, God. I pray, God, that you would surround every one of their tender hearts, God, with your presence. And in your presence, God, they would grow incredibly strong in you and the things of you. Father, I pray that each and every one of these young and tender hearts would fall in love with the things that you love, God. Not the world, but the things that you love, God. And Father, I know that you love people. And I pray that you would wear each one of these young people in a way. You would put them on. You would move through them. Oh, thank you, Jesus. In a way that they would infect everything around them with your presence, God. Wow. Father, we pray for an increase and an anointing of the gifts that you've placed in every one of their hearts and in their lives. God, I know that you gave gifts to human people, men, women, incredible gifts. So we just call those gifts forth. And Father, I just pray that as shepherds and overseers, we could navigate these waters. We could minister to them in ways that would be incredibly effective for your kingdom, God. Father, I know that in front of me right now is tomorrow's evangelists, pastors, teachers, apostolic ones. It just goes on and on, God. I know they're here, and I know you're developing them now in our presence. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. Father, we pray and ask that you would build a wall on their right, a wall on their left, a wall behind them so high that none of the enemy's darts could even touch them. Father, that you would totally protect them and they could see the path that you've laid before them, God. And they could begin to put one foot in front of the other and walk into the very thing that you've called each of them to, God. And Father, I just pray for the leaders that have surrounded all of these young hearts, God, that you would just anoint them with your presence, with open heavens, provisions and resources, abilities, giftings, anointings to be able to do just that, minister to these young and tender hearts. Wow. Wow. And Father, we just thank you now, and we all say amen and amen. Thank you, guys. You may be seated. I just want to close with something really quick here. Thank you for Clyde, Kelsey, all of you guys. Man, outstanding, outstanding. I want to show you guys a video of a preacher who's here in our midst now. Are you guys ready for this? The backstory is this little guy went to his mama, and he's been talking about wanting to become a preacher. And his mama said, well, let's go ahead and do it. So he preaches his first sermon via social media. And I'd like you guys to see it. Are you ready for this? Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm a little biased because this happens to be my grandson. And you know, it's interesting. My wife and I spent most all of our life working with young people, whether it's been Christian education or whatever. We've been working with young youth groups. I mean, gosh, Matt Heverly was in my youth group. I remember when he was about 5 years old. And loved that kid, man. Well, to me, he's a kid, but I love that guy. But I tell you, you see potential in young and tender hearts, and you go, man, I want to make that happen. And sometimes you look at the mess around them and all the smoke that's going up like Pigpen and Charlie Brown, you know. You just see all this stuff going up. But you know somewhere in the midst of all that is something amazing. And we want to call that out. That's why it's important for me to call that out in people. So could we roll that?
of God in us, protecting us, and that He has authority over all these viruses, and that He will be with us anywhere we go, and everywhere we go, at any time and every time. And that's it for today.
Wow. Let's stand. Last time. Father, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this moment, God, where you stopped us and stopped our hearts for a moment in a good way and just caused us to be laser focused on something that's so dear to your heart, and that is our children and our youth, God. Father, I pray today that you would begin to stir in people's hearts that desire to want to be present in the presence of young people, God. Father, it's easy for us to, most of us, to be able to just write a check and give to something. But God, this is so much bigger. Because you've placed inside of even us adults things that they need. And they need us, and we need them. So Father, that interaction is so important. Father, I just pray that you would put it on our hearts to want to begin to tithe some of our time to these young and tender hearts. Father, I think we have more time in the week than we realize because we get busy doing our own stuff. But we could certainly set aside and tithe some of that time to these young people, God. Father, children's ministries and youth, it's big. And as we continue to grow, we're going to need help. And we need the infrastructure, God. And we need people to come alongside Clyde and Kelsey and others and help with this as we move forward, God. Father, we know that a broad base supports a high tower. So, Father, we need the infrastructure. We know that you have just the right people. And, God, we know that this isn't just a program, but it's a movement, God, where this is becoming a movement of seeing you come and invade the lives of our young and tender hearts, God. Oh, and it makes all of us even feel younger, God. Thank you, Lord. And we just thank you now. In Jesus' name, we all said, amen. Go have a glorious day, and we'll see you next Sunday. Monday, yes.